We're thankful to have the opportunity to come back and bring the second lesson on The Thief Cometh. We are drawing our title from John chapter 10 and verse number 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. As surely as Jesus Christ came, the thief has come. These two elements are working in the world. One diametrically evil and wicked and ungodly. The other diametrically glorious and holy and precious. And these things are working. So there's all we see that we need to be careful in this day and age that we live in, because Satan knows he hath but a short time. And as we read you this morning, in the earlier message, we looked at the Gun Violence Archive, quote unquote. You can look that up on the website, Gun Violence Archive out of Washington, D.C., and find out how many people have been killed and how many mass shootings there have been in America. And we told you from January the 1st of this year till February the 15th of this year, there have been 72 mass shootings, 104 people killed, and 278 wounded. And dear soul, that's just a month and a half. So you can see that this thing is going on, and we need, as Christians, we need to understand why is this happening and how is this going on. All right, we left you with the understanding that the devil hates humans. Go back to Isaiah chapter 14. If you will recall, we told you to make sure you read John 5:39 and John 20:31 that tells you that the Bible is not about the devil. The Bible is about Christ exclusively. So there are little portions of Scripture, some of them not little, but there are portions of Scripture that gives you insights into the devil, and we're going to try our best as led by the Holy Spirit to guide and lead you through these so that you can understand why Satan hates humans. Isaiah 14, beginning with verse number 12. I don't know that the archangel that became the devil was named Lucifer, but you don't know that it wasn't. He wasn't. But this was a king on earth that epitomizes and symbolizes the downfall of the angel and who became the devil. God did not create the devil. He created an angel who became the devil. In Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? And we read in the book of Job, the morning stars sang, and they were the angels of God, the morning stars that sang. Listen, for thou hast said, how art thou cut down to the... Let me start all over. Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Son of the morning. He was at the beginning of creation, before this whole thing fell into sin. For thou hast said in thine heart, this is where it happened, in the heart of the angel. Now I want you to notice the I wills in his mind and his speech. God said in the book of James, don't say I will, except you say, Lord willing, I will. But this is not what the angel said. He said, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars of God implying the other angels, the forces of the angelic realm. Third, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I'm going to exalt myself. And Jesus said, he that it will exalt himself shall be abased, but he that abaseth himself shall be exalted. So this angel said, I will. And I want you to notice verse 14 of Isaiah 14, and this should really make you think very carefully. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Listen, I will be like the Most High. What this angel is saying is, look around you. There's no visibility. There's no tangibility. There's no creatures to be seen except angels. There's nobody else. So leave it to me. God hasn't done nothing yet. I'm just going to step out and do what I want to do, and I'm going to do this thinking that I'm, you know, doing what God would have me do. Usually people that are sinning usually are blaming it on the Lord. And he says, I'm going to be the Messiah. That's what that says. I will be like the Most High. I have a physical body. Nobody else does. Nobody here but us angels can't see anything as far as a physical form is concerned but us. So leave it to me. I'm going to be like the Most High. There's not going to be a Jesus. There's not going to need to be a Messiah. I'm going to take care of it. Yet, what happened when he said that? Isaiah 14, 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. He said, I will sit upon the sides of the north. I'm going to go up and sit on the sides of the north. That is the place of God's glory. God said, no, you're going to sit on the sides of the pit. For saying that, trying to usurp yourself in authority above God. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? Dear soul, so here in Isaiah 14, verses 12 through, and we read you through 17, is a glimpse of how Satan came into being. He was a great, mighty angel. And he looked around and he said, God needs me to take care of this stuff. God needs me to make sure that I run this whole show and that I am in charge. I will be like the Most High. Have you ever wondered in Hebrews chapters 1 and 2, have you ever wondered why the Apostle Paul, and again, people say, well, he didn't write the book of Hebrews. I don't want to argue with you. I'm just telling you what I feel. Why did whoever wrote the book of Hebrews spend two whole chapters telling you that it was not angels, but it was Christ? Because this is what is going on. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse 5, for unto which of the angels said God at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? I didn't say that to Lucifer. I didn't say, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. You can be the Most High. You can be the Messiah. You can be the one that stands between God and man. You took that upon yourself. So here the apostle is telling us that this was the problem. Dear soul, as a Christian for many, many years, I read the first two chapters of Hebrews. I scratched my head. I preached from it. I gave all that I knew to give and all that I could see. But I didn't understand that here the apostle was telling us that the problem from the very beginning was an angel trying to take the place of Jesus Christ. And so he says in Hebrews 1:5, under which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? None of them. And again, I will be a father to him, a father, and he shall be to me a son. None of them. And again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. That's what it was supposed to be. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. So to the angels, he said, you're my ministers, and you're going to take care of my creation. But to my Son, I said, you're going to sit on the throne. You're going to be in charge of everything, angels and principalities and powers and humans and heaven and hell and the devil and righteousness and godliness and the true church and the whole church, everything. is under the sovereign authority of Jesus Christ. That's how that it should be. Verse 13, Hebrews 1:13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand? He didn't tell that angel, sit on my right hand, sit on the sides of the north, exalt yourself above the stars of God. To which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? None of them. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? That made the devil mad. That made that angel mad. That angel became the devil because he said, I am not going to nursemaid this bunch of human beings made out of the dirt. You have something like that in verse 14 of Luke 19. Let me calm down and slow down and make sure I don't confuse you. Luke 19:14. Again, just little glimpses throughout the scriptures, because the scriptures are not about anything other than the revelation of Jesus Christ. John 5:39 and John 20:31. Be sure and remember that. Luke 19 and verse 14. And his citizens hated him and sent a messenger after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. This angel said, oh no, you're not going to have a man rule over me. I don't care if it is Jesus Christ born of a virgin. His race was made out of the dust of the earth. And I'm not going to have anything made out of dirt to rule over me when I was spoken forth and brought forth by the very breath of God Almighty. I've been celestial all of my being, all of the time I've been created. God spoke me forth in glory. And I am not of the dirt. I am not going to have this man reign over me. Luke 19 and verse number 14. That's what he said. Look at verse 27. Verse number 27 of Luke 19. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. That is what's going to happen to the devil. Those are my enemies who would not have me reign over them. We will not have this man reign over us, Luke 19:14. What's going to happen to them? Number one, they're going to be called Christ's enemies. You're contrary to the will of God. Thank God that all the angels did not fall, but some of these left their first estate and went with the devil. But we see and understand, dear soul, that the devil said, I'm going to be like the Most High because I'm the most glorious thing there is. Ezekiel chapter 28. Excuse me. Dry throat. Ezekiel chapter 28. Verse number 14. This is what God said about Satan before he became Satan when he was the angel. Ezekiel 28:14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. Now, what in the world does that mean? Have you ever read about the Ark of the Covenant? Yes. What was on the top of it? The mercy seat. Well, what was on the top of the mercy seat? Angels covering it with their wings. Now you got it. For men to come to God, they had to come by the blood that was sprinkled on the mercy seat. And the angels were there to protect and to cover them and to see after them. Ezekiel 28 and verse number 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so. This is what you were supposed to be doing, Satan. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Verse number 15 of Ezekiel 28. Thou was perfect in all thy ways from the day that thou was created, listen, till iniquity was found in thee. What did God create? A perfect, glorious creature made to be servant of those who shall be God's elect people, those who shall be redeemed. How glorious was he? He was perfect in all of his ways. When did evil come in? It came in when iniquity was found inside of the angel who became the devil. That's the way that it is. Listen, go back up. Let's rewind. Go back up to Ezekiel 28:11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, the prophet Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, and we've already read about the king of Tyrus in Isaiah chapter 14. Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You seal up the sum. There's nothing that's left out. Everything that can be included in glory and beauty is yours. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, topaz, the diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of the pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. This being had pipes within him like a giant pipe organ. And as he moved, the movement of the air that was blowing through made beautiful symphonic music. He was unbelievably glorious. Listen, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. But by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of these with violence, and thou hast sinned. When you found out that you could use your power for a gain, that merchandising spirit, he said, thou hast sinned. Therefore will I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. You see that happen in Revelation chapter 12, that Jesus cast him out. And now has come salvation. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Listen, thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. You have lifted up your heart into vanity because you look so great. And don't we love to see pretty women and glorious looking men? Yes. Oh, don't he look pretty? Don't she look nice? Be careful. The heart is lifted up by reason of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuary by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. Where did hell fire come from? From the heart of the devil. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Dear soul, so we understand and see that the devil came from a glorious angel. God did not create the devil. God created an angel because of the reason of his brightness and the greatness of his beauty and his glory. He was cast down because iniquity was found in him. That's where it all originated. Isn't that something? Let me just add one little tidbit while we're here. Look at John 10:33. It's amazing to me that after 4,000 years of history, God sending Enoch and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Noah and all of these folks, to the Jews, and they had an understanding that the Messiah was coming. All right, understand this. Where would the Messiah come from? The human race. So there were the Messiah would be a human being, right? Yes. Listen to John 10:33. And the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." When it came to the place when the real Messiah could be like the Most High, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was with God, the Word was in the beginning with God, I and the Father are one. When there came an actual being of a human being that would be manifest as God, they were going to stone him for saying that he was. It's okay for the angel to say, "I'm going to be like the Most High." Except God said, "Oh no, we're not having that." And he brought him down and he became the devil. But here the Lord Jesus Christ is saying that I and the Father are one. They pick up stones to stone him to death. But I'm thinking, listen, y'all, don't you know that all these years of human history and God training and teaching you and making you understand a virgin shall bring forth a son? And make you understand that there's going to be a man that walks among you, that you look upon him, you will see very God. They knew that he would be a human being. But when the human being came and said that he manifested himself about the Father, I and the Father are one in John 10:30, they picked up stones to kill him. Isn't that something? Once he did manifest himself, they were not going to have it. They would not have this man reign over us. Isn't that amazing? Look at Psalm 2, the second psalm. And don't say Psalm chapter 2, because it's not chapters, it's a song book. Song number 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." You're imagining a vain thing. You want to stone Jesus of Nazareth because he says, "I and the Father are one," because he and the Father are one? You cannot understand and receive that the Messiah is standing before you in human form, when you have been trained over the thousands of years of human history that the Messiah was going to come and be among you as a human being. And when you finally see him and he is a human being and he stands there among you, you pick up rocks to kill him. Isn't that weird? Why'd they do that? Because he didn't package himself in the way they wanted. They wanted a glorious king to sit upon a throne to overthrow the Roman government, and that's not what he came to do. Isaiah chapter 49, the book of Isaiah chapter 49 and verse number 7. Isaiah 49:7. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nations abhorreth, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. In another passage in Isaiah chapter 53, he was despised and rejected of men. So we see that he that's despised hath God chosen. But he that glorifies himself and said, "I will be like the Most High. I'm so glorious and I'm so wise." And that's where evil came from the heart of that individual. John chapter 15. verse 23. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. You say you love God. You Jews say you love God. And there are people today that, we love God. It won't have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. You can't have one without the other. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. I have done things that no man in human history ever did. There was one man that was dumb. He couldn't speak, and he's blind, and he couldn't see, and he's deaf. He couldn't hear. How are you going to get in touch with him? Never in the history of the world has anybody ever been able to deal with those things. Blind, deaf, and dumb. But Jesus did. I did works that no other man hath done. And then what happened? You hated me and hung me on the cross and crucified me. So he said that means that you hated the Father because I and the Father are one. That's the way that it is. This whole, the reason they hate him, John chapter 3, verse 18. John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now listen. And this is condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. The reason that you are hated, church, is because you bring the light of God and the truth of God to bear upon those that are around you. You go find me the churches that hated of all men. Listen, all the churches I know, oh, they have great programs over there. They have ball teams for your children, and they have, bingo for the old people, and they have a clothes closet and everything for the people who need clothing and food pantry for people that don't have. Oh, they're wonderful. Jesus said, ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Why? Because you bring forth the light, and they hate the light because it shows up that they're sinners. You go into one of those churches and preach on sin, I hope you escape with your life. They don't want to be told that they're sinners. They want to be bragged on because they want to be made to feel good. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The true believer comes to the light because he wants the confirmation that which is going on inside of him is God doing that, and not him out of just pure religion. He doesn't just have morality, he has righteousness. You can have morality, don't do this and do that, and not be righteous, not be born again, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. But you can't have righteousness without having morality. People that are born again and have the imputed righteousness of Christ walk with God and sin not. That's the difference in them. That's what this thing is all about. The book of Acts, Chapter 4, the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse number 27. For of a truth against the holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, and the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. If you want to get Pontius Pilate and Herod together, and that was a hard thing to do, but it wasn't if you bring forth the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to bring forth the Gentiles and Israel and put them together, and that was a hard thing to do, but they all came to hate Jesus, and that was a common denominator. It was Herod, Pontius Pilate, the Gentiles, and Israel. They were all gathered together, but it was just for to do whatsoever thy hand determined to do. Dear soul, the world despises the true Christians, the true believers. And we see and understand, dear soul, that Satan hates, despises true believers. He wants to destroy men, not a few. He wants to destroy God's elect. Not only Judas, he said that when he took the sop, Satan entered into him. Read your Bible, John 13. But it also says, Peter, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he might sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, not that Satan won't sift you, but that thy faith fail not when he does sift you. So, dear soul, Satan wants to destroy everybody, kill, steal, and destroy. He hates human beings because human beings were put in the place where he thought he ought to be. Specifically, the human being, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he brought Herod, Pontius Pilate, the Gentiles, and Israel together. They all come together in an unholy alliance in order that Satan might do what he can to destroy the one that he despises the most, the person of Jesus of Nazareth. And he thought when he got his hands on him at the cross and Jesus' sweat became as great drops of blood, the agony was unbelievable because the powers of hell and darkness was pressing upon him and they wanted to kill him. But I read you at the beginning of the first lesson today, the princes of this world did not know this. If they had, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know what they were doing. But Satan's hatred of you, Satan's hatred of humans, Satan's hatred of Jesus Christ, God makes it work together according to his purposes and according to the will of Almighty God. All things work together for the good to them who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. That's what we know, Romans 8:28. So we understand and see, dear soul, the thief cometh not but to steal and kill and destroy. That's it. You can't expect anything else out of him. That's how God set him forth. Once the angel became the devil, God didn't destroy him. He said, I'll use him. To do what? To sift Peter as wheat. To crucify my son, by which I shall bring forth redemption for all the elect of God. The wisdom of God is unbelievable. And I want to say something I've been saying for 40 years or more. The devil is God's servant. The wickedness that is in the world, and you can name the people that are standing up in America lying to us, been proved even this past week that they were lying. They understood and knew they were lying. Their soul, God did not keep them from doing that. It came from the powers of darkness as God begins to bring judgment upon this world. How does he do it? By an angel that became the devil. By the epitome of ungodliness. Because he knows that he's not going to do anything but to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil cometh to do those things. And God's going to release him, and I believe he already has. And he has great wrath, having great wrath, because he knows he hath but a short time. Revelation chapter 12, I believe it was verse 12. You can look it up. And that's the little season that he goes forth to bring all everybody together to destroy the true church of God. And right as he tries to do it, Jesus Christ shall come with the brightness of his coming and destroy him with the sword of the Spirit and the brightness of his coming and destroy him with fire coming down from heaven and cast the devil and the beast and the false prophet and everybody that believed in him into hell fire. So it's going to seem like that the very enemies of the church, and they are the very enemies of the church, are going to be blessed of God and ride high and going to be able to do whatever they want to do. In a way, that's true. What do they want to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. What are they going to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. But it's going to be working the will of God. You need to keep your head down. You need to make sure you don't get out in front of this mess. Don't resist evil. The Bible said, resist not evil. It's God's ordained evil. He didn't originate it. The evil came from the heart of a devil. Iniquity was found in thee. Be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Don't champion in any cause politically, socially. Don't argue with your fellow employees or your family or your neighbors. Make sure you walk with God. Keep your head down, for God is going to allow the devil to do what the devil is designed to do, steal, kill, and destroy. But it shall not come nigh thee. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou see the reward of the wicked. God will take care of you, dear soul. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Lord. What were they doing? Anything except worshiping God. Eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. That's just social stuff. That's just stuff we like. Well, let's get done with this business so we can go out and eat. Let's go out and eat. I know a good restaurant, and here we go. We're just enjoying ourselves. Did you hear that my daughter's getting married? Did you hear my granddaughter's getting married? Listen, to eating, drinking, married, giving in marriage. Yeah, come on over there. There's going to be plenty of drinks and food, and we'll have a big old time. And everybody's minds are upon all these things. We need a program called The Bachelor. We need everybody kissing and hugging and sloppy, stupid emotionalism, because that's all we're going to do in the days of Noah. Eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. That's the day of the second coming of the Lord. Here we are. But there's one more character that you need to understand. The thief cometh. And God is not going to hold these people guiltless because they had opportunity to know his son. And he that knew the Lord's will and did it not shall be beaten with many stripes. And this nation has been given the gospel in a powerful overlay for 200 years plus. And yet we're not saved. We don't know God. And 104 Americans were shot down by other Americans in the days from January the 1st to February the 15th of this year. The thief cometh to kill. Well, I guess I better not go to Walmart. I guess I better not let my kids go to school. Listen, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The just shall live by faith. Dear soul, get into the Bible. Let the scriptures get into you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. But don't think that the devil is not going to be turned loose or may have already been turned loose upon America, especially with these mass shootings. Walking into a little kids' school and shooting down innocent children. That's meanness. That's debauchery. That's horrible murders. That's the devil. But he's God's devil, and God's going to control him, and God's going to clean up this nation and this world by turning him loose. And as soon as you think, and about the time you think that he's going to destroy everything, the Lord shall come with destroy him with the brightness of his coming, and fire shall come down from heaven and destroy them all. Listen. John 8:44. You need to understand this verse. John chapter 8 and verse 44. Why does the devil hate humans? John chapter 8 and verse 44. Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Cannot hear it. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. Ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. That's what started this whole thing off. That angel that sat there and walked up and down among the stones of fire in the Garden of Eden, that angel, I hope I said that angel that walked up and among the coals of fire and was such a glorious being, when he said, I will be like the Most High, he was a liar from the beginning. And the thing that will take your soul to hell quicker than anything is to believe a lie. We just about had this nation destroyed by lies already. But I fear the worst is still yet to come. But not for the Christian church, the true church, not organized religion. I showed you that the devil has made the church a den of thieves. And I showed you in Revelation chapter 2 that one of the churches of the seven churches of Asia was called the synagogue of Satan. You be careful. You walk with God, not with organized religion. Organized religion put Christ on the cross. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. This is the truth, angel. You're going to have to be a minister to minister to them who are heirs of salvation. Hebrews chapter what? 1 and verse 14, or Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14? Hebrews 1:14, you are supposed to be a ministering spirit sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. I'm not having that man rule over me. I ain't doing that. I'm too glorious. I'm too beautiful. I'm too precious. I'm too special. Pride goes before a fall, and that's what's happening to the devil. Ye are of your father the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Now, dear soul, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three but one. There was the archangel Michael and Gabriel, and then there was one more. Wonder who that was. I don't know. Maybe it was this Lucifer. So Michael and Gabriel, Father and the Holy Spirit, but the one who abode not in the truth, the third one, would not go along with the Son of God, the third portion, the second portion of the Trinity. He abode not in the truth because there was no truth in him. And dear soul, the only way you're going to abide in any truth is because Jesus Christ is the truth within you. And I pray that God will help you see and understand and perceive where we are in this hour, because it shall be your salvation, and it shall be your peace, and it shall be your comfort. And God will comfort and take care of you and encourage you through these wicked days in which we live. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He invented the lie. God is the truth. So this is why Satan hates God's people, because they are the light, and it manifests, and that's the condemnation that come into the world, that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And Satan's going to do all the evil he can. And the church holds forth the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and he despises them and comes after them to destroy them, but that will be his damnation. Let me finish out Philippians chapter 2. We've read these passages to you many times. Philippians chapter 2. Let this mind be in you. This is Philippians 2:5, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, the angel said, I'm in the form of God. I will be like the Most High. But that's not what the book said. Listen. Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The angel, when he made himself to be God, I will be like the Most High. Pew. He became the devil. But Jesus Christ thought it not robbery to be equal with God because he is very God. Listen. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. The devil said, I'm not going to serve these people. I'm not going to be minister of those who are heirs of salvation. I'll not have this man rule over me. I'm not going to be subservient to those made of dirt. Well, okay, serpent, just wallow around and crawl in the dirt and let the dust get in your mouth, if that's the way you feel. You're going to have to crawl around, serpent. I don't know if he had legs or what he looked like before, but when God cursed him, he had to eat that which he despised, the dust of the earth. Listen. And took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And not only that, he keeps going down. And being found in the fashion or the habit of a man, he humbled himself even further and became obedient. This is what the angel didn't do unto death, even the death of the cross. Having to suffer that for which he did not deserve, having to give back that which he did not take away. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. You want to be highly exalted, Mr. Angel? Then you should have went down, because he that abaseth himself shall be exalted, but he that exalteth himself like you did shall be abased. Listen. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, even the name of Lucifer, that at the name of Jesus, what is the name of Jesus, Lord? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Guess what, Mr. Angel? You got knees, they're going to bow. Of things in heaven and in earth, and things under the earth, down there where you are in hell, your knees gonna bow. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Isn't that great? Satan is going to know one of these days what it is to have to bow to King Jesus, and you're not gonna get away with saying, I will be like the Most High. Here's our final verses in Ephesians chapter 1. Having made known, verse number 9, the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation, that in the maturity of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Listen, little Christian, you keep on walking with God. You keep on having faith with God. Remember, Jesus is praying for their faith, that thy faith fail thee not. Why? Because this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You walk with God. You believe God. You get the scriptures out every morning. You comfort and strengthen and encourage your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, and you stay the course. You don't wobble on the axle. You keep on doing what God told you to do. Keep on believing God. And if you can find anybody that can preach the gospel and give you a sound rendering of a spiritual understanding of the Word of God, stick with them and pray for them. God have mercy upon this nation. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us today. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Amen.